It's business, it's not personal. Or is it? Is business personal? Well, it's a little complicated, and it would be. Why? Because we're women. You are listening to The Beauty Beat with Francesca Alexander. This is episode 24, Because Business is Personal. Hey there, so glad to be back. I have a lot of things going on. I'll definitely tell you a little bit later in the podcast. I am gearing up to do a new meetup in Auckland, and it's called the Partner Buy-In. This is going to be on Tuesday, July 11th, and I'm proud to say in partnership with Grid AKL, who is actually donating the space because they believe that entrepreneurs need support. So very excited to return at Grid AKL with this. And what that meetup is all about, and I'll give you guys a link in the notes here in the show notes of if you guys want to check it out. This is a meetup I do in Auckland, and it's called the Heroine Project. And essentially, it is a focus on how great a lot of the female entrepreneurs are and what we have to deal with, and some of the obstacles that are in the way, and some of the wins that we have. This community has grown to just about 700, I think, heroines, actually. So this is a really great group. A lot of different women from different walks of life. And the cool thing about Auckland in general is there's a lot of different multinationals that show up because it is one of those international type cities. So you'll get an expat from pretty much everywhere. So it's a great place to come and connect with other people. And this particular subject, partner buy-in, it's when we have to actually convince our partner, our relationship partner, that we are going to be an entrepreneur. And what type of support or lack thereof happens when we do that. So we're going to be discussing that on Tuesday, July 11th, 7 p.m., Grid AKL. Again, I'll give you guys a link in the show notes. And I'm really excited about it. So there's rumored to be wine and cheese. So love to see you there if you guys are in Auckland. Also, if you happen not to be in Auckland, I am going to produce a podcast from the meetup. So if you guys can come, I will absolutely give you guys a follow-up on it, and you guys will listen in on the meetup. So it's going to be really exciting for me. It's the first time I've done it. So stay tuned on that. Okay, so today's topic, because business is personal, is something that I want to talk about in a while. So I've talked about this subject where I give that example where Meg Ryan is talking to Tom Hanks in You've Got Mail, and of course, you know, the plot is that basically this thoughtless guy is taking over a business, but uncovers that there is a real person behind the business. Was Meg Ryan, and not only cyber stalks her. Oh God, it's kind of creepy now, isn't it? When you think about some of the things they've done, but you know, in there, in the beginnings of just like email and the internet, all of these relationships, how they start to unfold, and one of the great scenes is that, you know, he had previously wrote to her in an email that, listen, you have to attack your opponent. It's not business, it's personal. It's not business, it's personal. He even used that sort of like, I guess, strength behind the word business and lack thereof when he said personal. So when she finally meets him face to face and they talk about business and personal, and I think she says something like, and I'm paraphrasing, I have no idea exactly what her words were. She goes, well, if it's not personal, you know, everything should begin with just being personal. And it's such a definite marker of what it is to be a female entrepreneur. We choose entrepreneurship because we want a lifestyle that we can mold to our life, whether we are caregivers and we need that time to stop work, go pick up a child, or, you know, take care of a loved one. We need that freedom. We also can't do that 9-to-5 all the time and not really take care of ourselves. You know, there's things that we need to do during the day to make sure that we're taken care of as well, that our family's taken care of, whoever our love focus is being taken care of. It is a very distinctive role to be a female. So I was thinking about this as I have been doing a lot of research around, what is that support buy-in for a partner? And I'm also wondering, personally, if it's different if it's same sex. So if there's two females, I'm just throwing this out there, I wonder how that works in terms of the dynamic, you know, with it. And I will say, like, from what I've seen and from the male and female dynamic, it is very different. So the female, and it could be the female mother, the female girlfriend, the female wife, when that love focus is a male, and they are going off to do and be an entrepreneur, you will see the mother do everything from, oh, I'm going to make sure that he has his meals during the week, maybe do his laundry, that sort of support, where the girlfriend might just do, you know, all that and above, maybe even bring in extra income so he can, you know, do that. It's a partnership. Same thing with a wife, if not more so. And I'm, speaking from that perspective, I've done this in relationships probably since I was in my 20s, as a girlfriend, you know, make sure that I can support in ways where it was not only just like, okay, just make sure that, you know, he's got everything that he needs during the week, and that could be, you know, anything. And also have a partnership where it's like, all right, well, he wants to explore school, and he, you know, so I'm going to have to bring in the extra income, which was very much my situation in my first marriage, where I was like, okay, he kept getting bored, so I was the person that took on more work so he could go and explore another vocation. And, we would just partner in doing that. After a while, it started to wear thin with me, amongst other things. Cue in great husband number two. So my husband currently is very supportive, amazingly supportive, but it also had its wear and tear moments, just like pretty much every relationship, you know what I mean? And he wouldn't mind me saying this because I've talked about it extensively with him. I think it's really fascinating that men are sometimes have a very different view on what a corporate job is, and that sense of a false awareness of stability, where, you know, you are in a business that you've created, and it's going to take, everybody says, oh, it'll take about a year for you to turn profit. Sure. Long term, if you're looking at that, it can take 2 to 3 years for it to be comfortably settled in and have a good return where you can breathe. And that definitely was my reality, you know. And I've been an entrepreneur since 2009. So it's definitely been a very long haul. It's taking a very long time to get in the place that I'm at now. But certainly there are still leaps and bounds, and you know this, entrepreneurs, you know, when we get a bit of money, we want to be able to leverage that and go to the next level. And sometimes there's great wins and some great rewards to the risk, and sometimes you fall flat. I've done both when, you know, I haven't really understood Facebook ads early days, and it didn't really do well. And I've depleted my funding. And so, you know, panic, you know, the great thing about being in total panic when you don't have any money is that you find a way which is amazing. And so it's helped strengthen me in terms of my creativity and business. What do I need to do to grab more business in a pinch? So those things happen. You know, meanwhile, my husband is observing all of this, and it makes him nervous. Understandably, it makes him nervous. So, you know, there are those high points where money's coming in, and yes, let's move to New Zealand, and we could do it. And then there's those low points where, like, the savings is going low, and your lifestyle is not all that great. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, you're not doing all the things that you really wanted to do because funding's not there. And for me, it's never been an issue. Probably, to be completely honest, I think it's probably because I have a background in poverty. Like when I was a kid, things weren't all that great. It wasn't until a little later on, and probably a little older is when we started to go into like the middle class area that we moved into, and dad was a Xerox engineer, and we started to do well as a family, and that helped. But I understood what it felt like to do without. So for me, it's always been a very, unfortunately, but it's always been a comfortable place. I know how to deal with that. Usually when my life transitioned, there's a bit of a dip in money, and I don't really panic. Of course I worry about it like anybody else, but it's something that I can maneuver quite easily in. Whereas my husband, who's been in a very kind of like an upper middle class background, he don't do too well. He does not do well in that. So, there's challenges there. Communication is something that we've tried. The thing is with communication and married couples, it's very hard to maneuver because for me anyway, they're so emotional and I'm very visceral. I'm airing my faults here on a podcast, but it's true. I'm very emotional. I will say I'll speak up, but not even letting the sentence finish. And if I see something that's just unjust, I can't just like bite my lower lip and let somebody finish. And you know, it's very personal. I'm in a relationship with this person that is telling me that I should find another way, or my favorite, giving me 2 cents on what I should be doing in my journey as an entrepreneur. Meanwhile, he's never done anything like this. You know what I mean? So it's very hard. It's one of those things where I call it the how's your day, dear nightmare. Because, you know, I could ask, hey, so how was work? And he'll tell me, and he'll, you know, air his grievances or wins that he've had during the day. I say, oh, that's great. You know, and if I do stuff and I start going, oh, well, you know, I'm trying to find a virtual assistant for this particular type of job, and it's taking longer than I thought to train them, and my website's not doing all that great, and then I can do like real entrepreneurial things that are happening that are both challenges and interesting in terms of learning how to do it. And he'll look at me and he'll go, well, you know, you can just get like a full-time job and you don't have to deal with these stresses. And honestly, yes, partly true. I wouldn't have to deal with those stresses, but there are different stresses associated with every job. And wouldn't it be better to be in a place where I am happily making money and struggling on how to achieve that and finding my way or leveraging the next level of where I'm going instead of punching that clock without that sort of feel. Now, it's very interesting. And the reason why I'm telling this bit story is because I have an opportunity to work with one of my clients on a deeper scale. So I can actually collaborate with a startup that I'm really excited about. I've been doing it as a contractor here in New Zealand for a while, but I've been offered a full-time challenge and also partnership. So it's been really interesting on what that would look like. And as I'm considering that, it's been sort of messing with that dynamic of what it is that I'd like to achieve and how do I see my next 3 to 5 years? You know, and well, could I be committed to this company? And, you know, it really does tick, as I say here in, you know, in New Zealand, it does tick all the boxes. It really is a great position to consider. And I would be an amazing contributor and I love the product. So it's something that I'm considering at the moment. And thinking of that, it would be a great way to help with funding on some of the projects I would like to do going forward. So all of that is being considered and I'm quite interested to see how it's going to affect the relationship dynamic I have with my partner, my husband. And thinking about that, what I'm saying, mostly what it is, is that sort of I guess, thing that tips back and forth, where is he or is he not on board with this? It's really is about financial aspects of how I'm doing well in my business. So like I said before, there's dips and valleys. The dips are the savings account is going lower. The highs is when the money is coming in. So it should be interesting to see how that changes, if at all. It's really interesting to me to see how all of that goes. So I do want to say it doesn't affect my decisions on what I want to do, but I'm really still going with my gut instinct. What feels good? What is in alignment of what I want to achieve? And I know this is, I know I'm in a partnership with my husband, but at the, you know, at that end of rest of day, you know what I mean? Like when you're resting, when you know you have to prep for the next day, what's important to me? What am I going to thrive in? How am I going to be or create happiness in this phase of my life? And part of that is, you know, it's a vice versa. Yes, I have a partnership and I'd love to discuss things with my partner and see how he sits with all of these things, but I need to ultimately make those decisions because I'm the one that's going to be, well, I'm going to be the one that's going to have the repercussions if it doesn't work out well. And that's far more important to me than getting an okay, or is it okay, or can I, you know, and that sort of, that whole thing of like, you know, I need to check with, you know, my partner to see if I should do this, or, you know, I need to make this business decision, but I'll get back to you because I need to speak with my partner. And when, if I say that, it's because I want to bounce ideas and I value my husband Callum's opinion. I think he's one of the smartest men I know. I love hearing what he has to say. I think he's really bright and he knows me on what I should do in terms of pleasure. But in terms of that quote unquote practicality, getting a full-time job, I can't hear that because I've just proven since 2009 that that is not the case. The way that I would make money is in that form where I'm in total pleasure. If I'm in pleasure producing something, that is where I'm going to make money. It's so true. And it still is. So that is my mini riff for today. Thank you so much for listening. I will absolutely, when that podcast is up on the partner buy-in, and I am looking forward to hearing from you guys. Let me know what you think. And also, do me a great favor, please, and rate this show. If you like this show, please go and put a review on iTunes. Really would like that. And if you have any questions about this podcast or anything else, you can reach me at socialglobalgrind.com. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for listening to our podcast. This is intended for you to just get your inspiration and keep going, no matter what is in your way. For more inspiration, let's connect at socialglobalgrind.com, and you can check out some of my blogs and even reach out to me if you have any questions about this podcast. I'm Francesca Alexander, and thank you for listening to The Beauty Beat, where we help you find your hustle and glow.